Let me ask you then, the Rolex 24 at Daytona, that's a 24-hour race. And you've just proudly shown me now a Rolex. Did you acquire that from racing there? Wow. How special that is.
Special deal.
That's a 24-hour race. So how many hours and how many people are driving then the same car?
Daytona was just two of us.
And you're driving 24 hours. How long were your shifts?
2 and 4 hours.
Every 2 or 4 hours. And not much sleep. I mean, you said you'd get a nap. You think you'd nap for 20 minutes, or could you sleep for an hour or so on those breaks?
I think I did a pretty good job.
Yeah?
You had that trailer. You'd go rest in the trailer, and I have pictures of you. And I knew to leave you alone when you were resting. But I did go back one time, and you said, something's going wrong with the Porsche. I can hear it. He had an ear for every other motor out there going around.
Yeah, that was one thing. I can pick out engine noise, and they used me a great deal for that.
Even your own car, you could hear something's not right, even though others couldn't.
Yep, I just got attuned to that.
Man, you were born to race, weren't you?
I should have been. I mean, they...
No, you were.
And sing. He has a very gifted ear.
True. Oh, really?
Yes. He could have made more money as a singer.
But it wasn't as dangerous. Do you sing in choir? You don't sing in the choir.
I sang in sixth grade at Barnard. I sang
Somewhere over
the rainbow, and I had a red velvet suit on. Give me some of your water, please, honey.
Yes, girls that went to school with him would tell me that story until the last one died a couple of years ago about David Morgan on the stage singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. He does.
You know, as we're talking about all these brands, I can't help but notice you have a tie clasp on here that says Toyota on it. Why Toyota?
Well, I own two agencies. The one here, I started here.
Toyota agency here? What was the name of it?
Toyota of Tulsa. It was down at 6th and Elgin. That little building is there. The old Phillips station is in front of it. Guy came by and had a load of Toyotas, field man. And he says, would you be interested in selling Toyotas? That's about the essence of what it was. I said, yes. I figured the only thing they had out there was the German Beetle. It was no air conditioning and three-speed. I knew that any air-conditioned car and automatic transmission would go over here. $1,950, I think it was.
Was that before American cars?
Well, yeah, we didn't have any small cars.
You started your dealership by selling Toyotas.
Then I bought the one in Oklahoma City. Had roots of when I went over there to check on the Mercedes, and I got fascinated by a dealership over there. So we built a building out there on 39th. Dick McMahon from here was a partner of mine. I never had any money. I mean, I spent all my money. We built that out there, and it was very successful.
How many years did you have a Toyota dealership?
10 years, wasn't it?
Well, then you were a celebrated name, too, so it was kind of interesting. But it's kind of interesting why you wouldn't be selling Chevrolet products.
Yeah, and now I'm back. My largest account is Jim Norton's group in the insurance business.
And right now you're with what insurance company?
Well, I'm with Summit Financial, and we do a benefits department. They've got something like 50 offices around the country.
Rich and Cartmill, were you with them?
I was with them, and they retired me a couple years ago without benefits. I wasn't really smart on their deal. Unfortunately, Jim Norton came in. It's a very nice, large account.
Yes, Jim Norton's been in the business many, many years, and he sells several brands, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
What does he sell?
Well, Buick was their family, but they've got Chevrolet and Toyota.
Jim Norton, rather than going to Rich and Cartmill, followed you to where you are today. And so that's your big account right
now.
That's
correct.
And that turned out to be a good deal for you.
Excellent deal. Yep. Very few people can land on their feet like that.
Yeah. That was just a few years ago. Now you're 94, and you're still wheeling and dealing in business at this age, and a few years ago. You've got to give Jim Norton a lot of credit for following you.
Well, Jim and I always got along well. Never had any trouble being partners.